Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 29th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. The biggest story I want to lead with today is the new DoorDash and Shopify integration. DoorDash has launched a native direct integration with Shopify that allows eligible US merchants with physical stores to list their products on the DoorDash marketplace and offer on-demand delivery. No separate onboarding. No third-party middleware. You install the app from Shopify's App Store, connect your catalog, and your products become available for same-day delivery through DoorDash's network. Inventory syncs in real time with Shopify POS, so when something sells in your store, it disappears from DoorDash automatically. This is significant because it fundamentally changes the fulfillment equation for independent retailers. Previously, if you wanted same-day delivery as a single-location shop, you either needed to build your own delivery capability, expensive, or manually manage listings across delivery platforms with all the inventory headache that entails. This integration removes both barriers. Your staff picks and packs the order, a DoorDash driver collects it, and the customer gets same-day delivery. It's the same model we're seeing expand across the industry. Morrisons is rolling out a similar rapid delivery approach through Snappy Shopper in England and Wales. The practical advice for Shopify merchants: audit your POS inventory accuracy before you enable this, because every discrepancy becomes a cancelled order and a bad review on DoorDash. Start with your highest margin products and measure whether the orders are genuinely new customers or people who would have bought from you anyway. Moving to Google Ads, there are two changes worth flagging. First, Google is rolling out AI content labels in its Asset Studio. If you create or significantly edit ad creatives using Google's AI tools, those assets can now carry a transparency label disclosing that they're AI generated. This is part of a broader industry push. As of July 2026, Google's updated policy permits advertisers to add text or visual labels directly within image and video creatives. For e-commerce advertisers, this matters because transparency regulations are tightening worldwide, and getting ahead of disclosure requirements now is much easier than retrofitting compliance later. Second, Google appears to be formally separating target CPA and target ROAS as standalone bidding strategies, distinct from maximize conversions and maximize conversion value. This change has been rolling out since June 2026 and becomes more significant from August 17th, when campaigns with bid targets will optimize more consistently toward those targets, even when budget constrained. For merchants, this is actually a positive change. It makes the bidding strategy selection clearer and gives you more predictable performance against your actual efficiency targets, rather than having the system chase volume when it shouldn't. Now, here's a topic that connects to those bidding changes, the growing gap between attribution and incrementality in e-commerce measurement. Search Engine Land published a strong piece this week on why you need both, and it's a message I think every e-commerce leader needs to hear. Attribution tells you which channels were involved in a conversion path. Incrementality tells you whether those channels actually caused the conversion. The difference is enormous. A customer who Googles your brand name, clicks your branded ad, and buys, attribution says paid search drove that sale. But incrementality testing would likely show that customer was going to buy anyway. Your ad captured the conversion but didn't create it. Nearly half of US marketers now plan to invest in incrementality and marketing mix modeling tools in 2026, and that shift is overdue. If you're not measuring incrementality, you're almost certainly overinvesting in some channels and underinvesting in others. The simplest way to start is a geo-based holdout test. Pause a campaign in one region for a few weeks and see what happens to conversions there. The results are often surprising and almost always lead to better budget allocation. On the AI commerce front, Resolve AI reported preliminary first half 2026 revenue of approximately $127 million, which is nearly 20 times their H1 2025 figure. Internet retailing is calling it a tipping point for agentic commerce, AI systems that don't just recommend products but actively manage the shopping journey from discovery through purchase. Now, 20-fold revenue growth from a small base always needs context, and we should be cautious about extrapolating one company's results to the entire industry. But the broader signal is real. AI-powered commerce infrastructure is attracting real enterprise spending, not just pilot budgets. And on the payment side, PayPal is leaning further into financial services, with its CEO signalling that buy now, pay later and other consumer finance offerings will be a major revenue driver. Some analysts have doubts about how sustainable this is, but for merchants, the takeaway is practical. PayPal is evolving from a payment method into a financial services platform, and how you configure and present PayPal at checkout should evolve accordingly. The thread running through today's stories is infrastructure maturation, same-day delivery going from complex build to app installation, bidding strategies becoming clearer and more honest about what they optimize for, measurement moving beyond attribution toward true incrementality. The tools are getting better, but the strategic decisions about how to use them, those remain firmly in the hands of the merchants who understand their economics. That's your ONTAP Daily for July 29th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.